How do I decide what to patent? Patentable inventions don't need to be Nobel Prize candidates, but merely have some modest amount of utility. From a practical perspective, however, resources should not be wasted on seeking patents of little or no commercial value. Recall that patents grant the right to exclude others from practicing an invention. If there's no commercial value to an invention, the patent is wasted since there will likely be no competitors to exclude. If you're ever in doubt as to what inventions to patent, just ask your customers. Whatever else you might want patents to do for your company, the one primary reason for obtaining patents should be to keep the competition from taking your customers by copying your inventive features. With this principal objective in mind, it follows that an important strategy in deciding what to patent is the protection of the product features that drive customers and sales. Figure out what product features attract and retain buyers and create patent monopolies around those differentiating features. Marketing departments are superb resources to use in planning patent portfolios. The role of the marketing department is to understand and influence the buying decision. An excellent way to determine what specific features of a product should be patented is to look at the product's marketing brochure, particularly bullet points that highlight the product features. It's usually these bulleted features that should be protected and around which product monopolies should be created. I call these product features the silver bullets. A product that I didn't fully appreciate when it was introduced, but one that provides a nice example of silver bullets, is Post-it notes manufactured by the 3M Corporation. When the product was first invented, it certainly was not the first notepad on the market, but there are certain patentable features about this product that delivered customers by the millions. First of all, each note is coated with a small section of special glue that allows the individual note to be pasted to a page. This property is called adhesion. The adhesiveness of the glue is just right for sticking a small note slip to another sheet of paper or some other relatively smooth surface. If new, this feature is an important patentable invention. More important than the adhesiveness, however, is the related property of abhesiveness, that is how easily the glue releases when the user removes the note from the application surface. The key to a successful Post-it note is the ability to attach the note to another page, maybe as a bookmark, and be able to remove the note later without leaving glue or other residue on the page. This adhesiveness feature is very important to the functional value of the Post-it note. If you're looking for important Post-it note features to patent, the adhesiveness of the note page would be at the top of the list of silver bullets. Another interesting feature of Post-it notes that makes it different from other similar products is the packaging. Post-it note pads are often individually cellophane wrapped or wrapped in packs containing a small number of pads. A unique feature of the Post-it pad is that when the wrapped pad or package is firmly held and twisted, the cellophane wrapping pops off, enabling the pad to be easily removed. Contrast this with other stick-on type pads that require careful peeling or cutting of the package to open them. This is admittedly not a huge feature, but the fact is that opening a 3M package is fun. And for an administrator or stockroom clerk that opens many such packets a day, this feature might be a purchase differentiator. The easy opening package, if new, is a feature certainly worth patenting. Patenting product features is a basic strategy for building a patent portfolio. The principal objective is to prevent competitors from taking customers away by creating monopolies on the features that the customers want. An added benefit of monopolizing the key features and eliminating competition is that the product is less likely to become commoditized and can be priced based on the value of the feature rather than on the profit-pain threshold of competitors. When trying to decide what to patent, a useful step is to observe the features in the product that would make customers want to purchase it. Ask the question, what differentiates our product from those products manufactured and sold by others? It's these differentiating features that should be considered for patent protection.